shit happen. I'm glad it's supposed to be having no motherfucking daiquiris while I'm talking.
Shit. This is gonna be not good. Are you a Kurd? Yes, please. If I had, what a mess I'd be. If they would say, oh, we're going to steal from a, like another country, can't do that. Excuse me. China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large brain. We're not.
Republican senators did not buy into the Soros-funded, highly paid, and very rude socialist troublemakers who smeared a very good man trying to save his coaching career. Oh, and Coach Kavanaugh is now on the Supreme Court, so suck it! And he's still gonna coach the hell out of those girls, by the way. Fortunately, enough senators saw through the Rothschild puppet masters and their professional sign-printing cabal of very fake women. I mean, it's no coincidence all the women were opposed to sexual assault, am I right? Incredibly, though, and I knew this all along, they just didn't have the evidence. Like my evidence of the Soros Deep State Print Shop Illuminati, which is that there is no evidence. That's how they operate. Very sneaky, leave no trace, so sneaky. So now I'm going to pull some of my people off the Obama birth certificate and Rubio JFK investigations and put them to work keeping the socialist deep state sign makers from winning the midterms.
Someone sounds a little cranky. Is it nap time? Do you want a warm bottle?
I'm not a baby.
Only a baby says he's not a baby.
I'm not a baby.
Mike.
Is that they are the last line of defense against you, the angry mob, otherwise known as the majority of the country that disagrees with Republicans.
The radical Democrats have turned into an angry mob.
The far left mob is not letting up.
They have encouraged mob rule.
Anyone who's a Trump supporter, we're all targets of this.
There is only one party that has normalized violence in America in the last 2 years, and it's not the Republicans.
That is a mob rule.
With this mob rule.
Mob rule?
About a mob rule.
Basically mob rule. No law and order. Do you want mob rule?
Yeah, the average citizen, if you're on the right, should be concerned and in danger.
How do you keep the base fired up when you've just won again? Play like you're the victim and constantly under attack.
It is because of peaceful protests, not only in the civil rights movement, but the labor movement was able to get better wages, able to get better working conditions, able to get better pay, everything, because they learned to march and protest, and they still do it today. We know that protest is guaranteed to a democratic society. We know that this is guaranteed to us by the Constitution. They're trying to change the description of protest and call it a mob.
because when you mentioned Hillary Clinton at your most recent rally, your supporters were still chanting this. No, I'm sure they meant to chant and lock her up only after a fair trial in which overwhelming evidence of wrongdoing is presented.
If anyone would know about the mob, it's Donald Trump.
That's a lot of hands. This is gonna be not good.
It's the poster boy for what a mob protester looks like. He is, a matter of fact, he's the one who has been violent in his speech. He's the one in his rallies that said things like this. I'd like to punch him in the face. Trump said that at one of his rallies. He said, knock the crap out of them. Would you? And seriously, okay, just knock the hell. I mean, I promise I will pay the legal fees. That's the kind of talk that he has done. That's violent talk. We don't have that kind of talk that has come from the women who are protesting. As a matter of fact, this country is past due for the kind of protests that we have seen women do in the last few days as we have gone through this confirmation process of Kavanaugh. It is time for women to say that we're tired of being disrespected, we're tired of being, you know, called out of our names, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, this sexual assault that so many have gotten away with for so long is over. The Me Too movement have gotten us started. The marches that we've been doing, we're not gonna back down. You're not gonna intimidate us. You're not gonna frighten us. You're not gonna take away our right to stand up for ourselves. And guess what? While they're trying to say to families, you got to be worried about your boys, families know. Families know, first of all, they've got to be worried about all of their children, but they also understand if their daughters are to grow up and to have careers and to have confidence and to be able to realize their full potential, now is the time to embrace them and stand with them as they push back on the abuse of power by people like the President of the United States and McConnell. They have abused their power. I've never seen anything like this before. They have run over us. They have refused to respect Dr. Ford. They refuse to bring forth the witnesses that are knocking down the doors of the FBI, saying, let me come and tell you about what was happening with Kavanaugh, not only in high school, but in college. And so we're not going to allow them to take this false message that they're trying to carry to the American people, trying to make them believe that we're an angry mob. We're not gonna let them get away with that. This president will try anything, and he will change the conversation if we allow him. But now we know we can push back on it.
Trump clearly has a soft spot for heavy-handed rulers with names like Putin, Kim Jong-un, and Saudi Crown Prince MBS coming to mind. Joining us now, Yale professor Jason Stanley, pointedly saying this is how it begins. How would you see it?
Well, my work is about fascist politics and fascist propaganda. And I don't think there's any doubt that we're seeing fascist tactics being employed. Hyper-nationalism, power, loyalty, fear of the other. I explained fascism to my three-year-old as, in fascism, there's one big daddy. And I think we're seeing that kind of politics all across the world and here in the United States as well.
There is no doubt that your one big daddy theory for three-year-olds is breaking out across.
You see, in fascist politics, you create fear about the other. You say socialism and communism are taking over, and we have to respond with a strong hand. They're going to take your property. You raise fear about loss of traditions and loss of heartland real values, and we're seeing that you talk about feminism and how feminism is threatening the family and gay rights. So we have anti-gay movements spreading all across the country, as you mentioned.
Find critics of Adolf Hitler from 38, 39, 40, 41, talking about, and Orwell wrote about it later in fiction, but talking about how the truth was a lie and the lie was a truth. That truth became so devalued that soon enough, people in Germany couldn't tell the difference.
Right. A democratic culture is one that respects truth, because democracy is based on two values, liberty and equality. And no one thinks the people of North Korea are free because they've been lied to. They don't know what they're doing. They've been lied to. And equality means you can speak truth to power. Means you can speak truth to power. So fascism is an ideology based on loyalty, power, and fear of the other. And so you have to smash truth so no one can speak truth to power.
So Jason, in this country, we have the foundations incorporated into what is called the Constitution. United States. But today, we are surrounded by Twitter and smartphones, and the pace of the culture is extraordinary. We have 4 or 5 news cycles per day. Does this attention span shorten? Do you think it adds to the ease with which fascism can slowly creep into the culture?
Yeah, I think there's no... It's an old tactic to attack the mainstream press, so there's no uniform reality on which to base our shared citizenship.
.5 WCOM LPFM Chapel Carborough. This is Dr. Furious. We're in here rocking out, pounding some drums and beats. Micropowered Station here with DJ Eddie Abbey. We are part of the Micropowered community-based experience, non-commercial radio, trying to seize a little piece of the airwaves back from crypto-fascist corporate media supporting this current state of affairs. So we're going to blast some beats there in the background, some Flying Lotus and some other fun mixes from Gaslamp, as well as some new stuff. We're going to get a little of the Matthew Dave stuff we got brand new from Terra Bird. Thanks for that. And I have to admit, the Lil Pump song, I stole some of the beats from that, so we're going to continue with that song. It's just obnoxious and ridiculous. You can learn all about that at the furiousg.blogspot.com website, or email furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com. Lots of different ways to check out what we do here, and check out this whole station, what it's about. Downtown community radio. We've got all kinds of different folks here on the station. Been doing it for 14 years. Going to be celebrating our 14th year in November. I think our event's November 1st over there at the tavern. So come support the station. And I will also be supporting it here in the next hour or so with the current focus. We actually go late in the late night with who knows what now, but there's all different ways to support the station, including calling us up here, 919-246-9639, or like I said, just doing the most important thing you're doing right now, hopefully tapping your feet, clenching your fist. Let's go. I'm furious.
Then we can just think that reality is in fact vacuous, and what it really is my team versus your team. And when it's just my team versus your team, then we don't have a respect for truth anymore, and all we look to is who's got the best show and who's on my team.
Nika mentioned Secretary Albright, and a metaphor that she likes to use about fascism is that if you pluck a chicken one feather at a time, nobody notices. What can you tell us, based on your studies about history, through history, what are the first feathers to be plucked? What are the initial warning signs?
So the initial warning signs are attacking the mainstream media, attacking truth, so conspiracy theories are a particularly worrisome sign. So birtherism was a very worrisome sign. There's a sort of standard way you attack the mainstream media. You say the mainstream media is controlled by some, you know, shady forces, and you can tell because they're not reporting on the conspiracy theory. And then they have to report on the conspiracy theory and they give it validity. Another step that Hannah Arendt talks about is loyalty to party over parties. And what she means by that is when politicians start showing loyalty to their own party over loyalty to a multi-party system, then you really have to worry. We need it in a democracy. We need libertarians, we need social conservatives, we need democratic socialists, everybody, because different problems have different solutions. But when you have one party saying, no, we just want to crush the other party, we just want to make it us, then you have loyalty to party over multi-party systems, and then you leave yourself vulnerable to the final stage, which is the party just becomes the party of the leader.
Mm-hmm.
this. First of all, the 25th Amendment is a political decision and it's a political action, so I don't purport to comment on that in any way. What I do as a mental health expert is to call attention to situations where restriction, removal from access to weapons, or restriction on the powers of the presidency are called for. Be that removal, it seems that from political experts' standpoint, that is the means. That's the only means we have available.
Mr. Kurd.
They weren't laughing at me. They were laughing with me. We had fun.
If we brought George Washington here, he may have had some accusations made. Didn't he have a couple of things in his past?
One step beyond that, where you actually don't have loyalty to a party, you don't have loyalty to Republican ideas, you don't have loyalty to conservative ideas that have been the foundation of that party for a generation. Actually, the loyalty supersedes the party. The loyalty is to the man, to the big daddy, as you say.
Well, I will leave it to those who follow the details of the United States to make that judgment, but that is what history tells us. We need, all of us, regardless of our political ideologies, need to support libertarians, democratic socialists, labor unions, because we need that argument. That argument is the lifeblood of democracy. When people stop that, then of course what they're going to do is they're just going to say, this is my party, this is my team, I don't care about the argument and the discussion, I just care about loyalty. And fascist ideology is about power, loyalty, and fear of the other.
But you don't go around saying, may I please protest you? No. You gather your strength and you take it to where it has to go, and you will make people uncomfortable. That's what change is all about.
But there are people, I want to be clear on this, because there are people who hear that and they think what you're calling for is physical intimidation, things that fray at the social fabric, that make people cower, the possibility of violence, of setting someone off who is perhaps unwell. I want you to respond to that concern.
Well, that is absolutely untrue. If they would like to take and redefine somehow protest and call it something else, they'll try and do that. They'll try and get away with that. But that is not absolutely true. You don't hear us talking about hitting anybody, punching anybody, killing anybody. You have one of the Trump supporters that said, you bet I liked it, knocking the hell out of them, big mouth. The next time we see him, we may need to kill him. You don't hear us talking like that. When we protest, yes, we're shouting out. We have signs. We're saying what we think will get to the public. And we are not saying we're going to kill anybody, we're going to hit anybody, or we're going to cause anybody any harm. That's a lie in the way that they're trying to redefine protest.
You know,
didn't do anything. People say they didn't do anything. That seems to be a kind of his go-to response often.
It's convenient denials. Putin said, you recall when he was in Helsinki, when Trump was in Helsinki with Putin, and Putin said, we had nothing to do, no involvement in trying to sabotage U.S. elections. Well, every intelligence agency in the United States government said otherwise. And then Trump, after his discussion with Putin, says, Mr. Putin told me they had no involvement. And I believe him. Well, you know, he is now a great, you know, friend of Kim Jong-un in North Korea, one of the worst autocrats and dictators in the world. He loves the guy, you know, Mohammed bin Salman in Saudi Arabia. I think this speaks, Anderson, to the fact that we have a president who has very strong authoritarian tendencies, who likes strong men all over the world. And we are seeing those authoritarian tendencies right here in the United States, where he attacks the media as an enemy of the people. It's the president of the United States. First Amendment rights, you know, that's what media is about. Tax an independent judiciary is working hard for voter suppression. So I think of the many concerns that I have about Trump and his tax breaks for billionaires and his trying to throw people off of health insurance, his movement toward an authoritarian type society and support for authoritarians all over the world should be of concern to every American who believes in democracy.
If there is a Trump doctrine, I mean, you saw him in the 60 Minutes interview, it seems like he is willing to look or overlook moral outrages, whether it's the Russian meddling in the election or Putin's alleged involvement in assassinations and poisonings, Kim Jong-un's human rights abuses. It doesn't seem like that this president or this administration has that vision of America as, you know, they were critical of Obama for not believing in American exceptionalism. It doesn't seem like they have a vision of America as being somehow different than the rest of the world.
Well, worse than many of the leading countries in the world. It saddens me very much to see all over the world, they do a poll, they do international polls, and they ask people all over the world, what do you think about the United States of America? Well, we used to be very, very high up. People said, we love the United States, we respect the United States, we want to come to the United States. And now that international feeling, that approval has plummeted under Trump, because people see a regime, an administration right here in the United States that is not standing up for what has historically been what the United States is supposed to be about, and that is support for democracy, support for human rights, support for the oppressed all over the world.
Rising emissions, and an even more dramatic temperature increase. Why use your scientific study to spur worldwide change when you can use it to justify gutting fuel efficiency standards? I mean, if we're all going to die, why not let industry profit along the way? Just because science shows a horrific climate future doesn't mean you have to do anything about it. It's okay. You don't have to call it a hoax anymore. Open your mind to man-made climate change and do what you want to do anyway. Coal? Sure. Gas guzzlers? Of course. Methane? No problem. 10 out of 10 Trump policy wonks agreed. Profit now, die later. Onward to the apocalypse.
Like another country? You can't do that.
I want to talk to you guys about climate change. Wait, don't switch over to Bosch. Hurricane Michael just happened. It's the third most powerful storm ever on record to hit the U.S. It was big. It was on every channel. But you know what is not on every channel? The reason these storms are getting more powerful and more frequent. God punishing gays. No, it's climate change. It's climate change. This past week, the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, let's call it IPCC, released a report showing that on our current path, we will face apocalyptic levels of flooding, wildfires, and famine by 2040. Which is not just in our lifetime, but really fucking soon. It's 2040. Cardi B will be like, ew, my age, gross. I know there are so many problems right now. You know, people can't afford rent and face crushing student loan debt and medical bankruptcy. White supremacy is being further entrenched by a far right-wing government. Taco Bell still hasn't made the naked chicken chalupa a permanent menu item. But we cannot ignore the meteor hurtling towards Earth just because our house is on fire. 2018 is on track to be the fourth hottest year in recorded history. You want to guess what the first, second, and third hottest years are? Too late. It was the last 3 years. This is f***ing happening, despite what Fox News grandpas think. Unfortunately, a Fox News grandpa is our president.
So Obama's talking about all of this with him. Global warming and that, a lot of it's a hoax. It's a hoax. I mean, it's a money-making industry, okay?
Yeah, it's a hoax, like Sandy Hook or the Holocaust or you making women come. You know, one of those hoaxes that 97% of the world's scientists are in cahoots on. I don't think I've ever said the word cahoots before.
You walk free. Profit now, die later. Onward to the apocalypse.
Of climate change. He told the reporter, "You have scientists on both sides of the issue." That is true. That is true. There are scientists on both sides. On one side, all the scientists. On the other, one guy who runs a blog called Real True American Science Eagle.Jesus forecasts rapture. But Trump wants us to know that he's got the bona fides to back up his claim.
My uncle was a great professor at MIT for many years, Dr. John Trump. And I didn't talk to him about this particular subject, but I have a natural instinct for science.
Is that how it works? Okay, first of all, why don't you bring up your science uncle if you never talked to him about science?
One time, I saw a guy that looked a lot like Bill Nye. We didn't talk, but hey, next question.
And second, you have a natural instinct for science? That's not how knowledge works. You don't inherit it from your uncle. The most you ever get from your uncle is your own nose back. By the way, Seamus, I still have yours.
Problems have different solutions. But when you have one party saying, no, we just want to crush the other party, we just want to make it us, then you have loyalty to party over multi-party systems, and then you leave yourself vulnerable to the final stage, which is the party just becomes the party of the leader.
Donald J. Trump's Guide to Republican Greatness by Donald J. Trump. Since the beginning of time, the Republican Party was full of haters and losers, even Honest Abe. I prefer my presidents alive. Then, in 2016, I became president and made the GOP great again for the first time, which is why the midterms will be a red, not blue, wave. It all started when I beat low-energy Jeb in the primaries. His low-life cousin Billy got revenge by leaking my locker room talk to the press. Then they made me apologize, which everyone agrees was totally unfair and probably illegal. so the voters made me president. Then, at my inauguration, I had the biggest crowd ever, period. If you don't believe me, I'll send you an autographed picture of it. I should have gotten a Guinness Book World Record, but I guess they can't count that high yet. Sad. Crooked Hillary was so upset she lost that she spread fake news that I colluded with Russia. No collusion. But even if there was, it's totally not a crime. If anything, Hillary colluded, lock her up. So what if I colluded? It's smart of me, actually. Witch hunt. I also met in private with a very strong and very handsome Russian president, Vladimir Putin. We discussed how to make America great again by giving him my email password.
You've got mail.
He also gave me a fun DVD from my last vacation in Russia. Sweet guy. Everyone thought my affair with Stormy Daniels would hurt my poll numbers, but did you see how hot she is? America loves hot people. My other mistresses were even hotter, but those affairs haven't leaked yet. Also, no other Republican has a wife as hot as mine. Melody, I want to say. Before I came along, Republicans had the nerve to make rich Americans pay taxes, except me, wink, wink. But thanks to my big, beautiful tax cuts, now the rich won't have to pay for anything ever again. And don't worry about the national debt. We can print money. I alone will fix. If there's one way to make America great again, it's to elect more cowboys, which is why I picked Roy Moore to be my guy in the Alabama Senate. But then Democrats got angry. He had very young girlfriends, jealous much, and they chased him out of town like a dog. Anyway, I never liked the guy, so he lost. Did you know the government can shut down? In business, we call it bankruptcy, which I'm an expert in. Not to brag, but it's already been shut down twice in my first term, which I'm told is some kind of record. Best president ever? Everyone knows Obamacare was America's biggest disaster since they canceled The Apprentice, so I promised to get rid of it. But Republicans didn't have anything to replace it with, so I didn't get rid of it, which some would say is like giving everyone healthcare all over again. So you're welcome, America. Now go vote Republican on November 10th.
Get Hoover out, because in an alternate universe, I am him.
Middle America, we have to make Middle America strong. So I had the balls, because I have enough balls to put on this hat. I keep them around at the trap door. And I actually wasn't bipolar. I had sleep deprivation, which could cause dementia. 10 to 20 years from now, where I wouldn't even remember my son's name.
On it, however you want to do it, 5 seconds delay, and just goes in and gets it done. I don't answer You know, people expect that if you're black, you have to be Democrat. I've had conversations that basically said that welfare is the reason why a lot of black people end up being Democrat. They say
We have to release the love throughout the entire country and give opportunities. A lot of times, it's just the overall lack of reparation that we, at any given point, we say, oh, this is racist, this is racist, this is racist, this is racist. So we don't have the reparations, but we have the 13th Amendment. We gotta open up the whole conversation. The liberal will try to control a black person through the
Wow, that was a curveball. You know, this could be good for me.
Alternate universes.
Saudi prince. What's going to happen if we find out the Saudis killed that journalist?
We're going to get to the bottom of it, and there will be severe punishment.
Is that another lie?
Yeah.
Among the issues discussed were prison reform, education, alternate universes, Superman, and flying cars.
They just didn't have the evidence, like my evidence of the Soros Deep State Print Shop Illuminati, which is that there is no evidence. That's how they operate. Very sneaky, leave no trace. So sneaky. So now I'm going to pull some of my people off the Obama birth certificate and Rubio JFK investigations and put them to work keeping the socialist deep state sign makers from winning the midterms.
Are you ever going to tell the truth?
Don't count on it.
Now, your presidency hasn't been a complete tragedy. Don Jr. and Eric are ridiculous.
They're a laughingstock all over the world.
You think racism can control me? Oh, that don't stop me. That's an invisible wall.
for Kanye West.
And another thing to think about is the fact that Hillary Clinton is actually not a man.
Wow, that was a curveball. You know, this could be good for me. This guy makes Brett Kavanaugh look calm and collected. Wait, no, it can't be that good. The reporter from CNN is way too happy.
The gate outside, when they pull up, they get me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys, that's Nike boys hopping our coupes. This shit way too big, when we pull up, give me the loot. Was off the Remy, had up at Post. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4-hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in, Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different color chains, think my jewelry really selling fruits. And they choking, man, know the crackers wish it was a noose.
Sunset. Surrender, retreat, we all need to deep. Play for keeps, don't play us for weeks.
Sunset.
Surrender, retreat, we all need to deep.
Does this attention span shorten? Do you think it adds to the ease with which fascism can slowly creep into the culture?
Hit my essays, I need the booch. About to turn this function into Bonnaroo. Told her I been, you coming too. In the 305, bitches treat me like I'm Uncle Lou.
Yeah, I think there's no, it's an old tactic to attack the mainstream press, so there's no uniform reality on which to base our shared citizenship. And so when we can just pick and choose among any news stream that fits our proclivities, then we can just think that reality is in fact vacuous, and what it really is my team versus your team.
Someone said, motherfucker, someone said.
Don't play us for weak.
WCOM-LPFM, Chavo Carbro. We are here rocking out downtown. Post Michael. Post Florence. Doing a little hurricane awareness. As well as other straight up crypto fascist awareness. Because it's the Furious George Show. Some of this may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. So listener discretion is advised. We also have fun new music, which you can check out at soundtracks and stuff at furiousg.blogspot.com. We're going to keep going here deep in the late night. So keep listening. We're going to have some more fun with this, this crazy new mobocracy that apparently is out there. Everyone else, buckle up, have fun. Furious.
Right now, and he might not have expected
to have a crazy motherfucker like Kanye West run up and support. But best believe, we are gonna make America great. The problem is illegal guns. Illegal guns is the problem. Not legal guns.
We okay, here's a picture of a new plane. I want this to be a new Air Force One.
Jim, we're gonna
hey, Jim, you want to add anything?
Like that, bro. Go ahead. I
smart cookie. Smart. Gets it.
Oh, I love it. Did I?
But I don't want to put you in that spot. But...
The thing I definitely want to point out is that mental health in the black community is apparently an even bigger issue than I thought. I mean, I've been on coalitions with Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson, and this is the first time I'm having regrets.
And now it's time for me to hug my new dad.
In fascism, there's one big daddy.
Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty. I'm gonna get it. What's the move? This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Excuse me, Mr. Love.
Thank you.